join us, hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach Mack.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A tough Saturday for you against a really good Stony Brook team, a game that you guys led at the half, but Stony Brook comes back in the second half and picks up a 38-24 win. As you've gone back and looked at that one, give me your assessment on the game.
Just about what you said there, it was a tale of two halves. I thought we played pretty well in the first half in a lot of ways. You know, did the things I thought we needed to do to help us, give us an opportunity to win a football game. In the second half, I think they played a little bit more downhill against us. We didn't execute the way we did in the first half on the offensive side of the ball. They made a couple big plays in the second half on offense with a couple third down runs and things like that, and just came away with a really good win. 24-22 going into fourth. We're ahead. Couldn't finish the game on a road in a tough place to play, but hackles off to Chuck and his team, man. They played better doing what they do than what we did in that game, and they got the win.
Their defense, since Chuck's been there, obviously has been nationally ranked, and talking to coaches, they're probably as aggressive defensively as anybody you face. I know they hold you to just one first down in the second half. What do they do that is able to cause you, or not just your team, but many teams, so many problems?
Well, first, they do a bunch of different things from multiple fronts, and they are well-schooled at how to move in and move out and give different looks at different situations. The other thing is they're very long and athletic. You know, and their defensive guys are really good football players. I think it starts with their linebackers. You know, I've been watching this for a bunch of years. You know, and I think Beverett and Lawless are two really, really good football players, and they set the tone. I think Cooper Heslop and Pert played very, very well against us. You know, again, long arm kids that can run to the football, and then they give you multiple fronts and different looks, and they come after you in different ways. And you know, once they sense it, once they taste it, they start playing, and they play downhill against you.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Trevor Knight, 37 of 58, both career high totals for him, 373 yards and a touchdown. Talk about his play. I'm guessing that pass number is a little bit higher than you thought of it. Did you feel like you just had to go to the passing game almost exclusively with the way they were able to shut down the run?
Yeah, you know, if you look at it, we ran for 54 yards in the first half, first quarter, and then from that point on, we didn't run the ball very well. And, again, it had a lot to do with how they were defending us. And then, you know, I thought Trevor, he played an outstanding first half, you know, did some really good things. As the game wore on, their pressure was in his face because of a lot of different looks they were doing. He scrambled and made some plays. We just couldn't finish any drives in that game. We had some opportunities to finish, and we either just didn't complete the pass or catch the pass and finish the way we got. I was pleased with the way Trevor did. He battled his tail off. You know, now we got to find a way to do it for four quarters.
He's in one of the times he sacked there in the fourth quarter, and what seemed to really be the turning point in the game was that sack early in the fourth that led to the score that put Stony Brook ahead. Was in your mind, was that the big play of the game, the turning point?
Yeah, there was a couple, and you know, again, it was still, that one is tough because they sack us, fumble recover, 2 yard line score, a touchdown, but we're still in the game. You know, that thing again. Trevor's play action pass. We were looking to hit a shot on it, and a kid, you know, came off the edge, did a great job on beating our offensive tackle, Dane Heron, and just straining the football. We get it. You know, and we were still only down one score. In that part of the situation, so we weren't out of the game. That didn't put it out of it. Their continued pressure, their continued press on us, I think was the story of the night in the fourth quarter.
Some big games for your wide receivers that seem to talk about it every week. Neil O'Connor, who's quickly becoming one of the nation's top receivers, 13 catches for 182 yards, but he also got some help. First game this season for Karen Presley with 7 catches for 73. Talk about those two guys and how much having Karen maybe can take some heat off of Neil.
Yeah, it's good to have Karen back in the lineup. You know, he's a good football player. He's been snake bit by the injury bug for a bunch of years here. You know, OC played very, very well again. Caught the ball in open spaces, did some things. They covered him pretty tightly. He made some catches. He missed a couple. The good thing about OC is that he always bounces back and keeps playing. Presley helped us a lot. It was good to have Malik Love back in the lineup there. You know, those three guys are very good football players, and I thought we distributed the ball pretty well to them.
On the other side of the ball, how did you feel like the effort? Obviously, they got the Stony Brook was able to get the short field on the touchdown that put him in the head, but how did you feel like your defensive play, did your defense play, and do you feel like Stony Brook with Joe Carbone's play this season and their ability to run the ball, which they've always had, is a little tougher to defend? Do you feel like they're more balanced and a little tougher than they've been to defend in the past?
Absolutely. I said it before the game. I think what they're doing with Joe and the offense, and again, you know, you look at their receivers this year, and I think Bolden and the kid Jackson have been playing very well, and Washington was coming on. The big thing for them is that Stacy's healthy, you know, and although we had, you know, 157 yards against us, one of them was on a 61 hit early in the first half. I thought we contained him, but he did what Stacy does. He makes some calls. The other guy, and I know I keep pronouncing his name wrong, Leontine, is a great compliment to that offense, man. He had, you know, 18 carries for 63 yards. He was hard-nosed running downhill. He did a great job in the return areas. You know, they're playing well-rounded on all parts of the offensive phase, and I'm talking from kick returns to running the football and to doing their RPOs and stuff like that, getting the people. So it's a total team effort right now for Stony Brook, and they're a pretty good team.
We don't spend a lot of time talking about kickers, but you had 3 for 3 on field goals using a couple of different guys, Max Fedenoff and Morgan Elman. What was the reason for using both of those guys? Is there a strategy as to when you use one over the other?
Nope. Just going every other kick. That's the way it started and ended in fall camp. And, you know, Morgan was our starter last year, and Max Fedenoff had a great summer and great year kicking for us in fall camp. And he's done a good job during the season. And I told those guys, you know, we're going to switch every kick to give Morgan still the opportunity to kick because I think he deserves it, but Max also deserved one. So, you know, both the guys came through on Friday night, hit some good ones. I hope they continue to do that for us. It will help.
You guys get to come back home on Saturday and face a Towson team that, while their record is not what I'm sure that they like, is a team that has been playing a lot of good teams tough as you've started to look at Towson. What are some of the challenges they present for you?
You know, I just look at the physicality of the whole team. You know, it starts up front on the offensive side of the ball, and, you know, close to 300-pound average in the offensive line. They are a downhill running football team. You know, when they've been very good doing it, whether it was with West or I can't think of the kid from last year.
Victor.
When they have guys that can go downhill and play, you know, they're good. I don't know where Shane Simpson is. I know he's been hurt. He was on the two deep this week. He was on it last week. You know, when they have guys that go downhill and play, they're a really good football team. I like 27, Felix Pat, and I think C.J. Williams is a good running back. So physicality's been always the big thing about the offense of Towson. I think they're getting back to doing that. On the defensive side of the ball, you know, they are big up front again. You know, they got a 350-pound defensive lineman in Reese Burnett. They got a Clifton Jones inside there. He's about 270. You know, and again, I think the thing that I really like about their defense is how they can run to the football, keep it inside, and make plays. So, you know, this is a good Towson team. Like I told the guys yesterday, man, don't think anything at that record. Look at how they played on tape. See how they played against good teams. Look what they did against Stony Brook, teams that we have played that are similar to them. Figure out how good they are.
All right, Coach Mack, thanks as always for the time this morning, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.